Good evening. This is Agashwani Kohima. I'm Jonas Yantan with Evening News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says the poor holds first right to the country's resources. Advisor for Food and Civil Supplies, K.T. Sukalo, urges everyone to honour and celebrate significant contributions of seniors to society. Government envisions to make Ndangi National Park as a hub for ecotourism and wildlife safari. And Pierre Agostini, Ferenc Gross and Anne Lolia awarded 2023 Physics Nobel Prize. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that the poor hold the first right to the country's resources. Addressing a public meeting at Jagdalpur in Chhattisgarh, Modi emphasized the government's dedication to the well-being of the poor, regardless of their class or caste. The Prime Minister remarked that the dream of a Viksit Bharat will come to fruition only when every state, every district and every village of the country becomes developed. Launching projects worth 27,000 crore rupees, Modi noted that the projects will further the pace of development, create new employment opportunities and encourage new industries. He said physical, digital and social infrastructure should align with the future needs for the development of Bharat, highlighting the importance of steel in the projects of rail, road, airport, power projects, transportation, homes for the poor, education and healthcare institutions. Modi said the government has taken numerous steps to make the nation self-reliant in steel production in the last 9 years. International Day of Older Persons was celebrated in Zunaputo, Twensang and Melori. Speaking at a program in Zunaputo, Advisor for Food and Civil Supplies, K.T. Sukalo, urged everyone to come together to honour and celebrate the significant contributions of seniors to society. He emphasised that older individuals have played an integral role in shaping society and the lives of the younger generation. Sukalo encouraged reflection on the challenges faced by senior citizens and called for greater awareness of their needs, emphasizing the importance of respect, understanding and care. Sukalo pointed out that the International Day of Older Persons serves as an opportunity to recognize the importance of older individuals and raise awareness about their challenges in accessing health care, social security and other services. Deputy Commissioner Twensang Litrongla Tongpi Rutsa emphasized on the invaluable contribution of older persons to society. She highlighted that being older does not imply weakness in willpower or wisdom. Rather, it signifies a wealth of knowledge in cultural history and the value of work. Litrongla Tongpi urged the younger generation to extend love, care and support to older individuals, recognizing the importance of their wisdom and experience. Commissioner and Secretary Department of Forest, Environment and Climate Change, Kigeto Sema said, the government envisions to make Ndangi National Park as a hub for ecotourism and wildlife safari. Speaking at the Observation of Wildlife Week under the theme Partnerships for Wildlife Conservation, Kigeto said that Ndangi is a national property and hence we must resolve to protect it through partnership between community and the government. He appealed all the Nagas, especially the neighbouring villages, communities to cooperate with the government in this aspect. Chief Wildlife Warden Vetpal Singh stated that in Nagaland forests are mostly privately owned and government owns roughly 3.5%. Hence, if the public do not cooperate, the department cannot do much. Singh said this year's theme assumes greater significance, especially in the context of Nagaland, and appealed all to join hands for the noble cause of conservation of forest and the biodiversity. During the program, a memorandum of understanding was signed between the department and the 16 surrounding villages of Ndangi for protection and conservation of our Ndangi National Park and its biodiversity. The memorandum also included the department commitment to put effort for the eco-developmental activities of the surrounding villages, including livelihood improvement and other employment opportunities of the local youths in the form of trainings and other human resource development. The Royal Swedish Academy of Sciences awarded the 2023 Physics Nobel Prize to Pierre Agostini, Ferenc Gross and Anne Lulia for experimental methods that generate attosecond pulses of light for the study of electron dynamics in matter. According to the Academy, the trio are being recognized for their experiments, which has given humanity new tools for exploring the world of electrons inside atoms and molecules. The trio demonstrated a way to create extremely short pulses of light that can be used to measure the rapid processes in which electrons move or change energy. The laureates' contributions have enabled the investigation of processes that are so rapid that were previously impossible to follow. The Nobel Prize in Physics is a yearly award given by the Royal Swedish Academy of Sciences to those who have made the most outstanding contributions to humankind in the field of physics. This news comes to you from Akashvani Gohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. National Voluntary Blood Donation Day was celebrated in Kohima today, with students and eager individuals contributing to the noble cause of saving lives through blood donation. MLA Dr. Tsiloto Rutso highlighted the vital role of blood in saving lives, both medically and spiritually. Rutso elaborated on the functions and types of blood and encouraged the students to enhance their knowledge in this area. Vice Principal Kohima College, Kenir Lessa Neka, emphasized on the importance of raising awareness about blood donation among young people. Neka referred to the day as a moment of realization, a call to action to awaken the cause of donating blood to save others' lives. Deputy Commissioner Dwensang Litrongla Dongpi Ritsa has ordered all pharmacies and medical stores within the district to install CCTV cameras. Ritsa said all pharmacies and medical stores selling scheduled X, H and H1 drugs should install CCTV cameras and ensure proper recording and storage for a minimum of 2 months. The Deputy Commissioner said the move has been initiated with the aim to enhance security and regulatory oversight in the distribution of controlled substances. The Ministry of Railways has released its new All India Railway Timetable, known as Trains at a Glance, TAG, which is available on the official website of the Indian Railways. The new timetable has included 64 services of Vande Para trains and 70 other train services to offer passengers a comfortable and efficient travel experience. The new timetable is designed to enhance connectivity between various cities and reduce travel time. Passengers are advised to check the departure and arrival timings as per the new timetable. A one-day health mela was organized at Sanglau village in Noglak as part of the Ayushman Bharat initiative. The event was held with the aim to provide essential health services and awareness to the local community. It featured a range of activities aimed at promoting public health, including registration for Ayushman Bharat Pradhan Mantri Jan Arogya Yojana and Chief Minister's Health Insurance Scheme, and their natal care services for expectant mothers, screening for known communicable diseases, screening for tuberculosis and hepatitis, family planning services, immunization services for children, and focus group discussions on various health-related topics. And now it's Wendy News. Here are the main points again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says the poor holds first right to the country's resources. Advisor for Food and Civil Supplies, Katie Sukalo, urges everyone to honour and celebrate significant contributions of seniors to society. Government envisions to make Ndangi National Park as a hub for ecotourism and wildlife safari. And Pierre Agostini, Ferenc Gross and Anne Lulia awarded 2023 Physics Nobel Prize. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. Good night.